I think I became interested in space through the early science fiction pulp magazines, Dear Old Astounding Stories, and I can still vividly remember some of those garish covers. That was in 1930, I think I saw my first. And it wasn't until quite some time later, a few years, that I came across a book which really changed my life, called The Conquest of Space. And that was the first book on the subject which took it seriously, and I then realized this could be for real. And from then on, of course, I was hooked. Until the Russians put up Sputnik 1 in 1957, I suppose 90% of the public thought it was all nonsense. And of course, we all recall the poor Astronomer Royal's notorious "space travel is utter bilge," which he never quite lived down. But of course, after Sputnik, then people realized the space age had started, but nobody, not even us enthusiastic space cadets, really realized things would happen as quickly as they have. It was back in 1945 that I did write the paper suggesting that satellites could be used for communications, and specifically the satellite in the stationary orbit, which hovers over the same spot on the Earth. So I'm rather proud of that, though sometimes when I see some of the things that come down from satellites, I feel a certain kinship with the late Dr. Frankenstein. Because of my interest in space travel for human beings, and because at that time, in 1945, the vacuum tube, or the radio valve, as we Brits call it, was the only device that could do this sort of thing, and I was working on one of the most complex radars in the world, which had at least 1,000 valves in it, of which two or three could be guaranteed to pop every day. So I assumed that the communication satellites, or space stations, as I thought they would be, would have to have a team of engineers on board. And I've sometimes, not very seriously, said that the invention of the transistor was a disaster for space travel. The idea which I'm most interested in, and which I did write a novel about, The Fountains of Paradise, which is set here in Sri Lanka, actually, is the space elevator. I mean, the idea of building an elevator, literally, from the Earth's surface right up to the stationary orbit, 26,000 miles above, seems fantastic, but it's theoretically possible. And the material that can make it possible is Buckminster fullerene, the C60 molecule, which is maybe 100 times stronger than steel in some of its forms. That would make the space elevator possible. And here's a strange thing. Bucky Fuller was a good friend. When I recorded The Fountains of Paradise, he wrote the sleeve notes on the, remember them, 12-inch record, and drew a picture of the space elevator. Yet Bucky never lived to see the discovery of the material named after him, which will, I think, in the next century, make the space elevator possible. I've seen so much happen in space, particularly the results from the robot probes of Jupiter and Mars. So I've seen far more discovered than I ever imagined would be in my lifetime. Some time ago, a young engineer came here to collect several of my hairs, not that I've got many left, and he's going to extract DNA from them, and that's going to be launched probably in 2001 in an orbit that will take it past Jupiter and kicked right out of the solar system. So one day I may be cloned, maybe 100,000 million years from now, in some far star system.